Today's Amud is Beitza Chav Tesam and Aleph. We're holding on the bottom of Chav Chesam and Beis by the Mishnah on the bottom of the Amud. So says the Mishnah, Lo Yaymer Adam LeTabach, a person's not allowed to tell the butcher, you can't tell the Meicher, the seller, Shkoli Bediner Basar, to please give me a diner's worth of meat. So we've mentioned this halacha before. You're not allowed to mention the money. When a person buys something on Yom Tif, he's not allowed to mention Ein Paiskin B'damim, we said. You're not allowed to mention the dollar amount. So that's what our Mishnah now explains. That you're also, when you go to the butcher, so you're not allowed to say, give me a diner's worth of basar. You can't mention the money. Instead, you have to just shecht an animal, or the butcher will shecht the animal, and like we explained before already in the Gemara on Chav Zayin and Mabez, you stand up one animal next to the one you're buying, and you buy the whole animal, and then you divide it amongst your group. Now, really, this Mishnah seems to just be very repetitive. It seems to be repeating the same halacha that we learned on Chav Zayin and Mabez. The Meiri points out that really this Mishnah is coming to explain the previous Mishnah. From the previous Mishnah, you might have thought to say that the issue with mentioning the money is only if you really start going into a whole back and forth with the Meicher. The Meiri explains that I could have thought that meant you can't start negotiating prices and telling the Meicher, okay, so it'll be this dollar amount, so it'll be one seller for him, one dinar for him, two dinar for him, three dinar. To go into details and to go in the whole back and forth, I could have thought that that's what the previous Mishnah asserted. Kamashmul on this Mishnah, that even just a simple statement to tell the butcher, give me a dinar's worth of meat, even that's going to be a problem. You can't mention the money at all. So ask the Gemara, now hechi of it. So now what does the person do? Explains Rashi, meaning very good if a person wants to buy a whole animal, or if he wants to buy half an animal or a quarter, so fine, he'll say, sell me half an animal, sell me the whole animal. But what happens if he doesn't want a specific, a certain size of the animal, and he's not allowed to mention the money, he just wants a cut of meat. So now what's he supposed to do? How is he supposed to express that? How is he supposed to buy just a simple cut of meat on Yom Tov? So says the Gemara, Ki Had Besura, it's like that in Surah, that Ami Tarta Upalgu Tarta, that they had specific cuts that had its own set price. It's not, there is a third option. The Gemara was assuming, Hechi Avi Kilu, there's two options. You either say you want half the animal, a quarter of the animal, or you say the dollar amount. You want to buy this amount's three dinars worth of meat. Says the Gemara, no, there's a third option. There were certain cuts that every city, every community has their cuts that are certain designated cuts, and they always cost the same amount. So if you want specific cuts, you'll just say whichever cut you want. Like in Sura, they would say tarto or half a tarto, benarish amri chalako, upalgu chalako, bepapadisa amri uzio, upalgu uzio. They had these set pieces, benhar pekoid, uvamasa mechasio, in these places, amri riva, upalgu riva. So every place has their set cuts of meat with a set price. Everyone knows the price, and therefore like that, you could buy the meat. Again, don't mention the money, mention the cut, and that's how you could buy the meat on Yom Tov. Says the Mishnah Vayter, Aymer Adam Lechaveray. A person could go to a store, and before we learned the Mishnah, it's kedai to just be makdim, that the way it used to be in the times of Chazal, when a person wanted to, as an example, buy wine from a store, or oil from a store, as he would go to the store, he would already have his kli that he wants to put his wine into. He has his bottle that he wants to serve the wine in. He has his jug that he wants to store the oil in. And he brings it to the store, and he says, can you please fill this up with some wine for me? Can you please fill this up with some oil? So now the meicher is going to give him, he's going to sell him the wine. The problem is the meicher doesn't know how large the buyer's kli is. He doesn't know how large the bottle is. So if he just fills it up with wine, how is he supposed to know how much to charge him? So the way they would do it is that the meicher, the one who is selling the wine, would first fill up one of his own kalim. He had specific kalim. He knew exactly how large they were, and he knew what price each one went for. So he would fill up his own kalim, and then he would take his kli and then fill it up into your kli, into the buyer's kli. And like that, he knew exactly how large your kli was and how much wine you were buying. He knew exactly how much to charge you. So it says the Mishnah that Aymer Adam Lechaveri, a person who's going to the store, let's say he's going to buy some wine, so the buyer could tell the seller, Maleli Kli Zeh, please fill me this Kli, referring to one of the Meicher's Kli, I see you have that Kli over there, that amount of wine, please fill for me in my bottle that amount of wine. Avalai b'mida, but he can't express, or we'll see in the Gemara really what it means. Avalai b'mida, he can't use a mida. We'll see in the Gemara what that means. Rabbi Yehuda Aimer, Rabbi Yehuda says, Im haya kli shal mida lo yimalanu. If it's a kli shal mida, you can't use it. Again, we'll see in the Gemara the explanation of both the Tanakama and Rabbi Yehuda. Says the Mishnah though, Maisa, there was a story by Abishol ben Butnis, who besides being a tremendous Talmud Chacham, he was a great Tana, he was also a seller, he was a Chenveni, he was a Meicher, and he used to sell wine, and he would sell oil. And there was a story with him, Shahaya Mimala Midaisav Me'erev Yamtif. It was known about Abishol ben Butnis that he used to fill up his Midais, his Kli Midais, he would fill them up already on Erev Yamtif, v'naisnan l'lekuches b'yamtif, and then he would give the kli to the lekeach on Yamtif, that the lekeach could then take it home. Now this is because he held that you can't use the kli mida on Yamtif, so therefore he would fill it up before Yamtif, and again we'll see more about this idea of using a kli mida on Yamtif when we get to the Gemara. However, says the Mishnah that Abishol commented on this story, on this practice of Abishol ben Butnis, who's a different Abishol. Abishol commented on this practice of Abishol ben Butnis that Af b'mayed asakein, that he didn't just do this on Erev Yamtif. Even for Cholamayid, he wouldn't fill up the kalim, the kli mida on Cholamayid the day that he was selling it. Rather, he would fill it up the night before b'pnei berurei hamidais in order to give it time for the foam to settle. So we'll see more details about this also in the Gemara, but the basic idea is that when a person fills up a kli with, let's say, wine, so there's some bubbles in it. And if you want to really be honest in business and how much you're selling, how much wine you're selling, so you really have to wait around and wait for the bubbles to settle. You know, a person, he asks for a liter of wine, he comes with his liter kli, you fill it up, and he thinks he's coming home with a liter of wine. By the time he gets home, he notices that it's only half full. Exaggerating, it's not completely full, because a lot of it was bubbles when it was first poured, and eventually the bubbles go away and it won't be full. So Abishol ben Butnis, Abishol is commenting now on Abishol ben Butnis's practice. He said that also during Chol HaMoed, he didn't want to fill up the kli on Chol HaMoed day when people were coming to buy the wine. Rather, he would fill it up already on the night before so that all the kalim would be completely full and he didn't have to wait around for the bubbles to settle. Now, why he wanted it to be that he didn't, that everything would go quicker, he didn't want to have to wait for the foam to settle, that we'll see in the Gemara. The reason is because he was needed in the Beis Medrash. Big Paisik also, he was a great Tana, and people would want to ask him their shilas. So if he was waiting around in the store waiting for foam to settle, it's like a waste of time. So that's what Abishol is saying, that instead every day of Chol HaMoed, the night before already, he would fill up his different measuring cups with the wine, and in this way he would be able to make sure that they were full, and he would wait for the foam to settle, and unlike that, on Chol HaMoed day, he'd be able to spend more time in the Beis Medrash. Again, we'll see that in the Gemara. The Chachamim say that af b'chol asakein. Now, this wasn't just a practice he had on Erev Yomtif, not just on Erev Chol HaMoed, it was even every single day of the year. This is something that he always did, mipnei mitzui hamidais, because otherwise there's some wine, or Rashi talks about a case of oil, that gets stuck on the side of a kli. Meaning, like this, if, let's say Abishol ben Butnis was the meicher. So we said that the way they would sell things is that Abishol ben Butnis, who's the meicher would fill up his measuring cups, his cups that he knew how large they were, he would fill them up, let's say, with oil. So he would fill it up with oil, and then when someone would come into the store and you'd want to buy oil, so then the meicher then fills up the buyer's cup with the oil. Now the issue is that it's going to take a long time to fill up the buyer's cup with oil if you want to really do it honestly, because there's going to be oil. When you pour oil, it doesn't just all come out. You know, water, you could pour water and all just come sliding out. But when it comes to oil, there's some oil that gets, that stays back on the original kli, on the walls of the original kli. So if you want to get all the oil out, you really have to like hold it up upside down over the buyer's kli for a very long time. So says the Chachamim that Abba Shaul ben Bonis, every day of the year, he would always just take the buyer's kalim and he would store them overnight, and he would have his kalim hovering over the buyer's kli overnight. This way he made sure that the buyer got every single penny's worth of oil that he was paying for. He was very honest in business. He wanted to make sure that the buyer really received everything he was supposed to get, and therefore he would take the buyer's kli and really fill it up overnight and then give it back to the buyer the next day to take home. Says the Gemara, "May avoloi b'mida." So now we're going back to the first line of the Mishnah. We said that according to the Tanakhama, a person could go into the store and he could say, "Please fill me up that cup with wine." But he avoloi b'mida. So what does it mean avoloi b'mida? So Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel avoloi b'kli hamayuchod l'mida. It means that you can't use the kli that the meicher always uses to sell his wine. The kli that's set aside always to be used to measure. So that you're not allowed to use. And the reason is because it's Ovdin Nechal. It's very weekday-like to use that measuring cup that he always uses. And therefore, the Tanakhama says you can't use this kli, which is Miyuchad Lamida. So you could tell him to fill up a kli with wine, but he is not allowed to use a kli that he always uses to measure. Ava Beklia Oime Lamida Yemalenu. But a kli that the meicher has as a backup in case one of his kalim breaks. So it's a kli that's oimed to be used as a measuring cup. He knows what the size is. It's something that he will eventually use if one of his, when or if one of his kalim break. But he hasn't yet used it in the store. So that is something that the Tanakhama holds you are allowed to use. You can't use a kli hamayuchad lamida that's already been used to sell things, but you could use a kli that's just oimed lamida. And on that, Rabbi Yehuda was coming to say, the line of Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah was that no, am I a kli shal mida lo yamalenu? Rabbi Yehuda is coming to argue and say that no, afilu kli ha'oime lamida lo yamalenu. That no, even this kli, which is just oime lamida, it was never been used yet, but it's something which is oime to be used for measuring, that's also of the nuchol, even that, the meicher is not allowed to fill up the wine into such a kli, that's going to be of the nuchol. So now the Gemara makes a comment on this machlokes that Alma, you see from this back and forth between the Tanakhama and Rabbi Yehuda, but with this and this machlokes, Alma gabe simchas yamtif Rabbi Yehuda lechumra v'rabbanan lekula. You see, when it comes to this halacha, which involves simchas yamtif, selling wine, people having wine to enjoy for yamtif, you see Rabbi Yehuda is more machmir than the Chachamim. Now the question is, the Gemara va'ipcha shminan lehu. But we had on Chav Chesam and Aleph the exact opposite. We had that the Rabbanan are more machmir than Rabbi Yehuda. That now we learned over there with regards to the scale that Rabbi Yehuda aimer shaykul adam baser keneged akliya keneged akayfitz. That Rabbi Yehuda allows a person to measure things with a shinoi, to measure meat by measuring it against, instead of using a weight, to use a kli or a kaifetz, the butcher's knife. And the Chachamim said that no, you can't use the scale at all, even to use it with the shinoi, even to use a kli, you're not allowed to use it. So there you see that Almad Rabbi Yehuda Lekula V'Rabbanon Lechumra. And that Mishnah, it seems like Rabbi Yehuda is more Mekel than the Chachamim. He's more Mekel than the Chachamim when it comes to Simchas Yamtif. And in our Mishnah, we see that Rabbi Yehuda is more Machmir. Rabbi Yehuda says, you can't even use a Kli Ha'oime Lamida. So how are we gonna understand these two Mishnahis, which seems to contradict in terms of fundamentally contradict each other? So it says the Gemara, Kashad Rabbi Yehuda ad Rabbi Yehuda, Kashad Rabbanan ad Rabbanan. We seem to have a stira in Rabbi Yehuda. In our Mishnah, he's Machmer on Simchas Yamtif. On Chavches, he's Meiko, and we have the reverse by the Rabbanan. So says the Gemara, Rabbi Yehuda ad Rabbi Yehuda like Kasha. We can answer the stira, that there's no stira in Rabbi Yehuda. Hasam, over there, when it comes to using the scale, that Rabbi Yehuda says you could use a kli or a kaifet, that's b'she'enu aymei lamida. It's because those things aren't really aymei lamida. They're not things that are set to be used as backups if one of the weights falls, or gets lost, or breaks, or whatever, anywhere something happens to it. It's not something that's even aymei lamida. And that's why Rabbi Yehuda says that that's considered a shinoi and you could use it. But hacha ba'aymei lamida. But over here, in our Mishnah on Chavtas, Rabbi Yehuda says that you can't use a kli aymei lamida because it's aymei lamida. So therefore, even that's considered of the nechol, and you can't use it. You can't ask from there, from the kli and the kaifetz. That's something that's not aymei lamida. That's why Rabbi Yehuda allowed it. And says the Gemara, durabana durabana nami loy kasha. There's also no stira within the Chachamim. Hasam, over there by the scale, the Rabbanan said that you can't even use a kli and a kaifetz because ka'avid k'da'avdim b'chol. Because l'maisa, you're doing something like you would normally do during the week. Because l'maisa, a person would sometimes use a kli, or he knows exactly how much it weighs, and sometimes a person doesn't have his weights with him, and he'll use the kli, he'll use the kaifetz, and therefore even that's considered of the nechol, even though it's not even aymed lamida, but it's something that at times the seller will use it to measure things on a scale, he'll use a kli, he'll use a kaifetz, and therefore even that's considered of the nechol. But over hacha, over here, when it comes to kli aymed lamida, like ha'avid of the nechol, he's not using something that the meicher ever even used before. It's something which is made to be used, but practically it's never been used. So since it's never been used, it has a maila that it's not considered of the nechol, being that it's never been used, and the chachamim said, and in this case we could be meiko. So that's how we'll answer the steer between the two Mishnayos. But again, all this was after we first explained what the Machlaikas even in our Mishnah is. So the first version of what the Machlaikas in our Mishnah is was said by Rav Yehuda Mar Shmuel, that the Machlaikas is that the Rabbanan say that you could use a Kliya Aymei Lamida. You can't use, even the Rabbanan Armaida, you can't use a Kliya Miyucha Lamida, but you could use a Kliya Aymei Lamida. And Rav Yehuda was coming to argue that no, you're not allowed to use a Kliya Aymei Lamida. Rava Amar now, right there in the Gemara, Rava says a different pshat in the Machloikas in our Mishnah, that Maya Voloi B'mida, what does it mean when the Chachamim in the Mishnah said that you can't use a Mida, a Voloi B'mida, Shelo Yizkor Lai Shem Mida? It's not that they had a problem using the measuring cup. You could use the measuring cup. You just can't mention it. You can't mention the numbers. Just like we said, you can't mention the price. So the Chachamim say, you can't mention the mida. Don't say liter. Don't say gallon. Just point to the cup and say, please fill that up for me. Aval kli hamiyuchel mida yimalano. But you could use the kli hamiyuchel mida. Even the kli that the meicher uses all the time, even that, it's fine. The Chachamim don't have a problem. They don't consider this of the Nechol. They just have a problem with a person speaking it out, mentioning the name of the Midah. V'asar Rabbi Yehuda lemeimar, that kli hamiyuchel lamida lo yimalenu. And on that, Rabbi Yehuda was coming to say that no, you're not allowed to use a kli that's miyuchel lamida, that's already been used for measuring, that you're not allowed to use. According to Rabba's version, it would come out that a kli that's just aymed lamida, so then even Rabbi Yehuda would agree that it's mutter. Rabbi Yehuda was just arguing that you can't use a kli hamiyuchel lamida, a kli that the meicher has already been using to measure things. But again, now says the Gemara, the same observation that we had before, that Alma Gabi Simchas Yamtiv Rabbi Yehuda Luchumer Verabbanan Lakula. We see from this Mishnah that Rabbi Yehuda is more machmir in Simchas Yamtiv than the Chachamim. The Chachamim say that you could use a Kli HaMiyuchel Amida. You just can't mention the name of the Amida, but you could use a Kli HaMiyuchel Amida. And Rabbi Yehuda says you can't. So Rabbi Yehuda is more machmir. And ask the Gemara, Va'ibcha Sheminon Lehu. Then in the Mishnah on Chavches, we have the opposite. Did not Rabbi Yehuda Aymer, Shaykel Adam Basa, can I get a Kliya, can I get a Kaifetz? We have over there that Rabbi Yehuda says you could use a scale if you do it with a Shinoi, you use a Kliya or a Kaifetz. V'chachamim Aymerim, E'mashkicham Mekaf Maznaim Kolikar. The Chachamim say you can't use a scale at all. So over there we see Alma, Rabbi Yehuda, Lekula, V'rabbanon Lechumra. That it's the opposite. Rabbi Yehuda is more Mekel on Simchas Yamtif, and it's the Rabbanon that are more Machmer. So Kasha Rabbi Yehuda ad Rabbi Yehuda, and Kasha Rabbanan ad Rabbanan. So again, we have a stira in Rabbi Yehuda, and we have a stira in Rabbanan. So says the Gemara, similar terrors as we had before, that Rabbi Yehuda ad Rabbi Yehuda like Kasha. There's no stira in Rabbi Yehuda, like we already said. Hasam, over there by the scale, it's b'she'enu miyuch lamida. You're doing a shinoi. You're not using a kli that's miyuch lamida. You're using a kli or a kaifetz. So therefore, it's mutter. But hacha miyuch lamida. Over here, Rabbi Yehuda says, you can't use a kli on miyuch lamida because that's of the nechol. Darabanan adarabanan lami leikasho. There's also no stira in the Rabbanan. Hasam, over there, when it comes to using the scale, ka'avid kuda'av din nechol. So it's like we explained before already, that over there it's of the nechal, because at times a person will use a kli or a kaifetz to measure his meat. But hacha over here, when it comes to using the kliyam yuchel amida, loy ka'avid k'da avdin b'chol. He's not doing avdin b'chol. Ah, he's using a kliyam yuchel amida. So why is that? How could you say that that's not avdin b'chol? He's using mamish, the kli that the person uses every day of the week. So why is that not avdin b'chol? Explains the Gemara, the avdi inshi de mekarvei chamra b'mana de kila v'shasu. Sometimes a person, he'll bring a measuring cup even to his friend to ask for some wine. So just because of, and he'll drink out of the measuring cup. So you see, wine in the measuring cup is not synonymous with selling things, with this, with sale, with buying things. And therefore, it's not avdin d'chol. If that was only done when you were buying wine, so then we would say that that's avdin d'chol. Being that this is something which is done even when a person gets wine from his friend, and he'll drink it out of the measuring cup. So therefore, when you put wine in a measuring cup, that doesn't make that, we don't view that as being ovdin nechol, and that's why the Rabbanan allow in our Mishnah a person to even use a kli hamyuchel amida. You just can't mention the mida. Now we said in the Mishnah, Ma'is of Abishol ben Batnis, we mentioned that he used to measure his wine in the measuring kelim before Yom Tif. And Tana says the Gemara, now we learned in the Braisa that he would also do this before Cholamayit, that he would measure it in the Kli at night and not wait until Cholamayit day, like we had in our Mishnah in the name of Abishol. Here now we have a Braisa which says it, and here the Braisa explains Bipnei Bitul Beis HaMedrash, and the reason is because of Bitul Beis HaMedrash, like we spoke out when we read the Mishnah, that the reason for this is because he didn't want to take time on Cholamayit day when he was needed in the Beis HaMedrash to be waiting around for the foam to go down. So instead, he would fill up all the kelim already on Leil Cholamayin, when I guess he wasn't needed in the Beis Medrash, or at least as much, and like that, he was able to have more time on Cholamayin day to be in the Beis Medrash. Tan Rabbanan, we learned in the Braisa that who kanas shalosh meyos garbe yayin mi birurei hamidais, that Abishol ben Batnis, he gathered together, when he put together all the berurei hamidais, all the extra wine he had, meaning let's say he would fill up wine for someone who was buying wine, let's say during the week, or according to the Chachamim, that during the week, that this is something that he would do even during the week, he was makbid on berurei hamidais. So the Tosfos Rid says sometimes people didn't want to wait. Sometimes people didn't want to wait for the foam to go down, and instead they would just leave the store. So now when this person would leave the store, so Abishol ben Batnis, he saw that this person he left out whatever a couple ounces of wine, and so he would take those couple ounces of wine and he would put it into a designated barrel. That was the barrel that was designated for all the extra wine that he had in his rishus, that people was supposed to be given to people who just instead they turned around and left. They didn't have patience to wait. They had other things to take care of, and so they couldn't wait. And Abishol ben Batnis, in the meantime, he took all these extra ounces of wine, eventually added up, and he was able to add it up into 300 barrels of wine from these berurei hamidais. That's what the Braisa says. That hukanas shalish meyais garbe yayim mi berurei hamidais. From all these extra ounces, bits of wine that he had from people who didn't wait for the foam to go down, he gathered together 300 barrels. V'chaveirav kansu shalish meyais garbe shemen mi mitzvei hamidais. And similarly, his friends, they gathered together 300 barrels of oil from mitzvah hamidais, which is like we explained, from the oil, when you pour the oil and there's some oil that gets left on the sides of the walls of the kli that you're pouring from, and I guess people didn't want to wait for all the oil to go into their kli, so they would just leave the store, all that extra oil that remained in the seller's kli, so he had some friends that they would also gather together that oil and put it into designated barrels, not to take it for themselves, and eventually they had 300 barrels of these oil. So he himself had 300 barrels of wine. His friends had 300 barrels of oil. So they brought it all to Yerushalayim, to the Beis HaMikdash treasurer, and they wanted to donate it to Hekdesh. Why not? What better use could there be than giving it to Hekdesh? However, Amru Lahem, the Gizbar, the treasurer, he said to Abishol ben Batnis and to his friends that iatem zekukim lekach, that you guys don't have to give it back, it's yours. Rashi explains that the buyer who leaves the store and doesn't want to wait, so he's obviously meichel. He's meichel these extra bits of wine. He's meichel these extra bits of oil, and it's yours to keep. You don't have to donate it. It's completely yours. However, amru lahem. However, they said to the Gizbar, they said to the Gizbarim that af anu ein ratzoneinu bekach. Just like you don't want to take it, you want to be machmer, it doesn't feel right for you, hektish, to take such wine and such oil, which is really supposed to be given to someone else, we also don't want to take it. We want to be machmer, even though it's true, you're right, they're meichel, and we're allowed to technically keep it, but we don't want to. We don't want to be nene from this oil and from this wine. So Amru Lahem, so the Gizbarim said to them, Hayo v'chmartim al atzmechem, since I see you want to be machmer on yourselves, so I'll tell you the etza. Asu mehem tzarchi rabim. So what you should do is, you should use at least the proceeds of these, of the wine and the oil, and use it for tzarchi rabim, use it for communal needs. The Tanya, and why, where do I get this idea from? The Tanya, because we learned in the Braisa, that gazal, ve'ini ideal ami gazal, if a person stole something, and he doesn't know who he stole from, so he can't return it. So what's he supposed to do? If he knows who he stole from, so great, he could do tshuva by returning it to the person who he stole from. What's the halacha if a person stole, and he doesn't know who he stole from, so how is he supposed to do tshuva? How is he supposed to return what he stole? So says the Braisa, yasa behem tzarchi rabim. The etza is that use it for communal needs, and then we hope that the person who this guy stole from, he'll get benefit from whatever it is that you do. What's such an example, my ninu? What's an example of tzarchi rabim? Amar Rav Chista, bayreis, shichin u'ma'areis, different types of places that were used to store water, pits or other types of pits or caves which were used to store water. So you should use the money to pay for these things. And like this, we hope that the person who you stole from will be nene from it, he'll get benefit from it, and it'll be as if you returned the money that you stole. So too the Gizbarim, they told Abishol ben Banis, and they told his friends that if you want to do something good with it, you want to, so to speak, give it back to the people who were supposed to take it, so the etza would be to do tzarchi rabim. Not that they were saying that this is considered gezel, adarabba, they already told them, yatem zukukim lekach, that really it's yours, halachically it's yours. They didn't want to, they wanted to be machmer, they wanted to give it away, so the Gizbarim gave them the etza to use it for tzarchi rabim.